Her hand slid beneath her cloak and found needle in its sheath. She tightened her fingers around the grip, squeezing as hard as she had ever squeezed anything. "Please, guards, keep him safe," she prayed. "Don't let them hurt my father." The High Septon knelt before Joffrey and his mother. "Yes, we sin, and so do we suffer," he intoned, in a deep, swelling voice, much louder than father's. "This man has confessed his crimes in the sight of gods and men here in this holy place." Rainbows danced around his head as he lifted his hands in entreaty. "The gods are just, yet blessed Baelor taught us that they are also merciful. What shall be done with this traitor, your grace?" A thousand voices were screaming, but Arya never heard them. Prince Joffrey, no, King Joffrey, stepped out from behind the shields of his king's guard. "My mother bids me let Lord Eddard take the black, and Lady Sansa has begged mercy for her father."